Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
You know, he named his daughter Jalapeno.
He did.
You heard right, stud.
Hey. Remix.
Is this Blues Traveler?
No.
Oh.
Well, no. It's not Oliver Your Bumper. It's Sister Hazel.
Oh.
They still do shows.
Really?
This is the ace in the hole here.
I saw them. Hey, don't be mean. I saw them
First Rates Band
open for Hootie one time.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody threw a shoe. At, it almost. It might have been around the time when people were throwing shoes at Bush. W. Bush. And the lead singer, like, dodged it, man. It was cool.
Just throw it back. Guys, tell me you threw that shoe.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to throw it back at him.
She's like, sorry, I didn't wear a bra. Here's my shoe. And that was young Tony Storm. I can't even make a reference that nobody knows who that is. It's like, I'll make WWE references. The other stuff, unless it's FTR, like, people are usually out of the edge.
I mean, we, like 800,000 people a week watch it. That's nationwide. So not that many in this area probably do.
Even when you say Eddie Kingston, I think of Shorty Fire on the dance floor guy.
I think of Kofi Kingston. No relation. I looked it up.
I think of the worst chops I've ever seen in my life.
Yo, looks like he's clapping with the guy's chest.
It's bad. It's bad. Lame.
Okay. Imagine, if you will. Well, I'm not going to make this silly. We've already laid it out there. And I did misspeak. I said his wife. You know, they had a child together. You don't have to get married to have a baby.
No, not these days.
In fact, do not. A lot of people around here can tell you that.
Roy Orbison texted me a moment ago.
It should be common law.
He said, I can see, and also you're wrong on that. Common law married, yeah.
Is that still a thing anymore?
I don't know. This guy, he gets uncomfortable about this. I imagine he's probably said something to maybe his closest to friend or friends. And
that's such a good song.
The Friends theme.
Well, this one, I can't stop listening to it.
The, you know, I sometimes think I don't have ADD. You do. It makes me happy.
He's all over the place.
It kicks in.
I remember earlier, I spent like 10 minutes trying to find out why a bunt is called a bunt in baseball. And then we got off talking about something else. And then a minute ago, I'm like, why the hell do I have this on my screen?
Why is it, though? Do you remember?
Because somebody, it's called button up on the bat.
Oh,
that might sound dirty. It's bunt.
Mm. So a drag bun is if you dress like a woman at home plate.
Sort of.
You got drag bunt, man. You got to get that runner
something
over.
Something off that. I mean, it could be.
Somebody's texting thinking that was Hootie and the Blowfish just playing.
Oh, wow. I mean, the similar sound back then, too.
Only finna be with you. You want to talk to Chers? His name's Chris.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you said his name because I had a different name on my thing. You sure that's the right one?
Yeah, I'm going to bring him on before we run out of time.
Hey, you know what? You're the reason.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris.
Chrissy.
Hey. Hello.
Well, maybe not.
Hang on a second. Man,
I hear noise on the line.
I was having trouble earlier for some reason. We might be at a situation where we got to come back and talk to him. I know, man. It's just something's been going on with the phones here the past couple days. Because you guys heard me talk to him earlier.
Phones and the internet. We can go in there later and won't flush.
You know what? That's what our phones are. I just now remembered that.
We're internet phones?
Yeah. We got voice over IP phones.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We don't have hard lines anymore.
I'm talking about hard lines, baby.
So now I can't get mad at all the emails I see because it really affects me at this point.
It does.
Yeah, but you don't have to reply all like everybody else does. It's so annoying. Read and heed in private. All right, we will. Oh, man.
Yeah, I try again real quick, see if I can get him.
Hey, can you hear us? Well, we could talk crap about you right now. You wouldn't know it.
Is there someone on the line? Because I hear noise on the line.
I did.
So I think someone might be there. If you're on the phone with us, on hold or otherwise, say hello. Right now, hello. No?
Yeah, I can't.
There's noise on the line, but he's not there.
Okay.
Usually if there's noise on the line, the person's there.
There's a new email address, Fat Boy. Check that before you send off an email. Do it immediately, too.
Trying to eavesdrop on what Fat Boy's doing over here.
You know.
I can't hear him on this side.
Oh, hell. We got to try again. Dang it.
Yeah, we definitely have to take a break.
Yeah. We'll have to take a break and come back with him, I guess. I
hope that we don't have phone issues.
I hope it's his phone.
Because, I mean,
How did technology work better when I first started in radio than it does now?
Don't get it. Well, back then it was a landline, and those were reliable.
Right.
Landlines are reliable all the time.
It's like everybody was their own separate company.
They might not sound quite as good, but they're reliable. Always there.
To you listening right now, it's beyond our whatever.
We don't know.
I'm irritated, and I'm just trying to apologize to you for listening, for promising you something that we could not deliver right then. Maybe we'll be able to when we come back.
Maybe.
If we don't be mad at us. We're fit to be tied.
We'll give you the email address.
Now we can show you all the emails we got. There's really been issues.
I know.
It's going to be hard to spin this into our fault.
Ain't no way. Okay. Y'all are awesome. Hold on. We will try to put this together right after.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
this. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys, Madman 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
These guys are pretty darn dope, if you know what I mean.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Impromptu Madman's Conspiracy Mystery. You don't even need the theme song right now. Are we cursed? And I'm not even kidding.
Man.
Not even kidding. That guy the other day when he called in, talking about he's cursed from fishing or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
It might rub off.
I think about that and I'm like, man, there might be a little bit of that associated with us.
I'm on such an incredible run right now of minor annoyances and small inconveniences. Nothing major, nothing terrible, but just like if I order food, they're going to screw it up. Something's going to be missing. Something's going to be screwed up. The phones are going to stop working. Like right when we're going to use them, they're going to crash. It's just little things like that, but it's every day something. It's weird. It's an odd run of minor bad luck I'm on. So it might be my fault.
And people will say, not all, but some will say, man, when this happened on the show, that was funny. Well, y'all were on there mad about it. And I'm like, are you really being nice when you say that? Or are you just trying to make me feel better? Because I can't imagine it sounds very nice where somebody's like, hey, we're doing a talk show, but we can't take your calls right now, and the internet's down. And I'm not, for those listening above me, I'm not saying that in a bitchy way. No. I'm just saying, like, you know, it's amazing that we did Facebook fussing on video live stream to all these different platforms and all that. But
it didn't crash.
The phone,
Do you think people love chaos? Because they're like, if I got to suffer a little bit, maybe somebody else can too.
Perhaps. So that's a good example about the wrestling thing is Nine's like, I can't believe you still watch AEW on Wednesdays, you know, maybe on Saturdays.
I watch
FTR.
I still watch it.
But I said, I like it because it's so they screw up a lot. Yeah. And you know, the cameras will be in the wrong place. Wrong. Like, I like
a
to
lot.
Watch for the botches.
And somebody's going to get hurt every week.
After a while, it's like, ah, oh, good Lord, man. I feel bad for the wrestlers who are really good wrestlers, but the tech side of it sucks.
Like the 100 people that are here watching you live should, you know, get somewhat of a show. I don't know which one.
I got that fourth wall.
last night looked rough from picture I saw.
Oh, no.
There were people in the ring, not many in the seats.
You know how, like, I've been talking to this guy for a little bit, so I kind of know a little bit about what he's saying. I don't know if you want to try to rebook him for a different time or if you want me to kind of fill you in on what the major points of what he wanted.
I think we owe that to everyone that we teased.
We do.
With that. And just kind of lay it out there because, you know, we got them thinking about breasts.
We do.
Yeah. Huh.
I'm curious to find out what happened.
Well, the gist of it is, you know, first kid between the two, young, new parents. And, of course, she breastfeeds the kid, but she doesn't really do anything to conceal what she's doing.
Yeah.
So she'll, like, just straight up, like, pull an entire boob out in public to feed the kid. And then he's like, look, I got to be able to say something, right? Because I should have some rights here because she's a good-looking girl. She's my girl. Guys are walking by. They're looking.
It's a good song.
When the women walk by, they're like, oh, yeah, that's wonderful. That's beautiful, you know, feeding your kid. But the guys are, like, straight up staring because she's half topless feeding the kid.
I figured more of the women would be, don't do that, than – yeah,
it's,
girl.
You're right, Matt. It's mixed between women with that situation because some people say you need to go into a room by yourself and breastfeed privately. Mm-hmm. Don't do it in a restaurant. Don't do it where people can see. And other women feel like, hey, it's nature. You got to feed a baby. You shouldn't care. You should take the sexual thing out of it.
But get mad at dad taking a piss in the front yard or pee-pee.
Yeah.
He just hit on something very important.
Urine.
It is in no way a sexual, sexy thing.
No, it's not.
Boy, no offense, but anybody who finds it, like, who sexualizes it or sees it, oh,
you
man,
have
that's hot.
An Oedipus complex.
You're messed up.
You're feeding a baby.
Matt said it more scientifically. You blanked up.
Well, I learned about it from Kid Rock.
Well, the other thing that's kind of freaking him out is it doesn't matter who's around. Like, she's done this in front of family, too. And then
you should be comfortable for a family.
He's like, he kind of can't believe that, like, her dad or brother or whoever can be around, and she's like, you know, boob out feeding the kid. That's kind of messing with them a little bit, too.
I mean, I've been with people that cover up, and they're not, like, just hanging them out there. They kind of cover the baby and keep the baby safe and cover themselves with a blanket.
Is she taking forever to, like, you know, put the kid up? Like, is it just, like, you know, hanging out for a little while? She grabs the kid? Because otherwise, the kid is like a human pasty for the nipple. Maybe get the kid to wear like a do-rag that matches the color block of the shirt she's wearing. You got the color match on there. People from a distance wouldn't even know her boobs out.
No.
And I almost said the T word and it didn't. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, I guess here's my thing about it.
Yeah.
It's not sexual, obviously, it's, you know, nature, whatever.
It's just, yo, you see a boob, yeah.
But have you seen the way some women do this now?
Show us a video on YouTube.
I can show you.
Hold on, let's go to his favorite places.
I'm going to show you the Instagram.
Does she hold him over her shoulder like a sack of taters and the kid's head is going down the front of her chest?
Obviously, the people can't see. I might have to tell them, but I'll show you this Instagram too. They're like, women are completely naked.
Instagram,
no.
they have taken that stand of, if there's a kid in the picture, put your boobie on there.
I mean, there is like breastfeeding bras that you can just take one side down that you don't have to show everything.
But like some
open up your shirt to where you're just revealing that.
Put a yarmulke on the kid, then it looks like, you know.
Just to get the baby to latch onto a nipple.
If she isn't doing like a pole dance before or after, I don't think it's an issue.
Like, okay, let me find your...
Cast it to the big screen.
See, I wish I could.
You might have been in another studio, we get fired. It's might just, have on somebody else's TV, we get in trouble.
All right, here's what... Now, look, this woman is... Look how big the kid is.
Good God.
She is completely naked.
Yeah.
The kid's feet... I guess he's feeding off the one, but...
Now,
how old's that kid?
Dad has some kind of... I don't like that.
That's
that's something...
Not even showboating. And not motorboating either. It's like you're doing it. I don't know. I'm judging. If I see that, I think she's using that as an excuse to show her boobs.
Well, look at this one. Okay, they're at like,
because they're really big.
And that she child seems a little too old.
He does seem to be like.
Why
he
would you
be in
video that anyway and put it on social media? Like I'm for it. I don't give a crap what you do like that. But to actually put it online, like, man, you really are like. Getting as intimate as with your kid as possible, as humanly possible, and you're sharing it with everybody.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that. It takes all the intimacy away if you show it to everybody in the world. But we do have, and that's not the way to do it. We do need to make more progress because we still are way behind the times in terms of non-sexual nudity and the fact that probably more than half this country can't process that nudity can be non-sexual. Like this dude who emailed, this might be the kind of dude who, like, he don't like to get negative. The doctor just thinks the doctor wants to have sex with him.
Well, this kid's not even hungry, and they're at the carnival. Like, the kid behind him is like, what is going on up there? He's grabbing it like a sandbag, first off.
Well, he's hungry.
I don't think he is.
How do you eat?
Well, look at this kid.
Same way.
Is he bored?
Good Lord, man.
Now, is this...
That's on Instagram, for real?
Yes.
Now, is the woman in question here, is she just breastfeeding, or is she part of whatever sick fetish you're showing us?
Yeah, that's what you're on.
Yeah, are there hashtags on, though, that, like, how do you find them?
This account is called Mama Feeding. Now, for some reason...
Yeah, he's on.
No, but, like, breastfeeding videos started popping up because, you know, I like a lot of model and boob pics from porn stars, too. But somehow breastfeeding kind of creeped into that somehow. So this whole account is chicks feeding their kids, and a lot of these kids are too old. So how is this even a thing? How can they legally show this on Instagram?
Because it's
look, they're in Walmart in the meat section.
See, now that right there is just ridiculous.
That child, in my opinion, is too old.
Those of you listening, you cannot see what Fat Boy's showing, but like they're literally like, no, you don't have to do it that. You're glorifying it. And it started with, and it's something I've always totally stood by. I still can't have anybody give me a reason that it makes sense where the boob is the boob, but that nipple though, you know, with pasties and stuff or the hands over, you know, the Janet Jackson Rolling Stone cover, all that, totally fine. It'd be big old whoppers of skin. But if you show that nipple,
that
by
nipple
God, you're getting fine.
Makes men go crazy.
P1 Cool Hand Luke texts this in. Don't matter. It don't work. P1 Cool Hand Luke texts this in. He was talking about some videos I've seen where women will have a fake baby, and they'll have both of them out, and they'll be pretending to breastfeed a fake baby just to show off. That's messed up too.
What? Is it really just a bag of flour like you did in high school?
No, it's like it looks like it's a silicone doll. It looks pretty real at first glance. Then you start looking at, wait a minute, that's not a real baby.
This guy can't even say anything to her. He's going to get attacked.
He should be able to say. That's the problem with relationships. The not even miscommunication, the lack thereof. Because I don't want to say anything. It may start problems. Mm-hmm. Well, then if you don't say it, then that you ever heard of a molehill? I don't know. I don't know what it means. But you're making a mountain out of one.
Yeah.
When you do that stuff.
I'm going to look. You're going to get me to look. But it's going to be because I notice a boob, and then when I realize what's going on, I'm not going to sit there and gawk. But you're going to catch my attention.
But there are boundaries in relationships that you can establish where the guy can say, look, I don't want you embarrassing the family because I feel that it's embarrassing when you do that. And I don't want your whole body to be seen out in public or whatever, you know?
If he runs into issues from that, then he's in a relationship where he's going to have a hard time ever speaking his mind on anything. I mean, he's not going to go in and say, no, you do not do that, but just say, hey, step into my shoes for a minute. I don't like you, brogans. Well, you know what I mean. Figuratively.
He's going to have to say it to her and make sure that she doesn't have a sister or a mom that's around that plays that whole feminist angle of it. Like, okay, she's a mom. She can't do this.
I was thinking that word, too, but I'm not a woman. And, you know, women often – it's like the – oh, I'm not going to use that reference. And it wasn't bad. It was just, you know, how there's various – spectrums of things.
Uh-huh.
And you have some that's like, no, I'm not, I love men and I respect my husband and boyfriend, whatever, dad, uncle, grandpa. But at the same time, like, yeah, women did get screwed forever. Like, they didn't get credit cards till like the 60s or
74, I believe.
74.
Yeah. 74.
Voting may have been a little bit before that. And yeah, so they gotta, like, you know, Rosie River, we can do it. But at the same time, it can't be overbearing to the relationship you're in right now. And when a woman says that, a lot of times society says, well, she's a feminist. No, yeah. I can't think of the word for it. Damn.
I'm talking about the ones that are overtly feminist based on the fact of, you know,
politically
trying to be
feminist.
Sexist.
But we also can't put it in that what he thinks, what his opinion automatically carries more weight than hers, which is a way I've defaulted to it myself. It's in my mind. Like, his opinion can't matter more than hers. So I don't know how they work it out.
That's the thing, though.
That's a relationship.
That kid was, you know, made together.
Yeah.
And that's where it almost should be like God should have said, which one of y'all wants to do the birthing thing?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have two arguments on his plate here. Because the first one's going to be how to figure this out. Conceal it, don't conceal it. But then the second one's going to be...
I took off this morning and I couldn't even call in, you dickheads.
How old do you wait till, you know, you cut it off altogether? I don't know when you're supposed to stop doing it. I don't know what the, you know, average age is.
By the time they start driving.
Yeah.
No. Evidently.
When the child is weaned or whatever, I'm not going to...
Great man.
Like, two? Is two too old? Or, like, I'm just throwing out numbers here.
I think it
I have no idea
it
what
varies.
They recommend.
I think that...
Because this one kid was obviously like six or seven.
It's like
big.
When, you know, I told my daughter this. I was, you know, there'll be a time when you're going to have to not be, you know. Like, when she leaves the room, my grandson, like, if he notices, he'll, like, freak out for a minute. Or at a restaurant, if she has to go to the bathroom, she has to take him. Because he'll start screaming, like, he thinks, oh, my God, she's gone.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, you got to, like, prepare for that. Because the longer you let, I mean, he's only two, but the longer you let it go, the longer it's going to be hard to break. And so my point with all that is I wore a diaper. I am not ready to tell this story.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I wore a...
I'm ready to hear it.
I'll verify it, but I want to say till I was 7 years old. Overnight diaper.
Oh, okay.
Overnight diaper. Because
you were going to school at that point by then.
Yeah, but I was also pissing the bed a lot. Ping.
Oh, bless you.
Ping the bed.
Yours?
Number one in the bed.
I did it a little bit as a kid, but nobody ever made me wear anything. I just all over the mattress and the sheet.
I tried to text.
Made a mess.
See.
Don't
be talking about that. That's gross. We'll talk about that rape, though, man, contributing to it.
The World Health Organization recommends breastfeeding continue for at least the first 12 months and ideally up to 2 years or more.
Or more.
But you also should start introducing solid foods to the baby about 6 months, it says.
I'm so glad that nature made it for women to have to feed the kids, because if the dudes had to do it the other way, that would be weird.
I think you should do it, you know, when they're ready, not just cut them off. Like, no more, because they'll be grabbing at it anyways.
At what age did I quit wearing diapers? I'm not in a texting mood.
She's probably
talking to texting mood.
Dictate.
She's probably up.
Maybe we'll give you the answer on tomorrow's show.
God, I wish we could call her. Dang it.
I pulled up at my house yesterday and my mom was sitting in my driveway.
Hey, son.
She wasn't in the car?
Password ain't working.
She was in the car. I did have to work on her phone, though.
Did you?
Somehow, like.
She buy it from here?
No. No. It worked, but she couldn't get into Facebook. So I opened up Facebook and it said, Carlos, your account is locked.
Whoa, no.
How'd you do this? She, I don't know.
She have a burner?
No, not as Carlos.
Dude, there was a big.
She's been hacked.
There was a big breach yesterday.
It was somebody else's account entirely.
Of something.
This has been going on for a few days.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
I got a notification. But then I looked it up and it's a notification saying, you know, generally speaking, people have different passwords on different things.
Yeah.
Don't use the same password on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have one account that you use the same password on, your phone recognizes that. And if that one got breached, then it says they all did.
Yeah.
So don't fall for that. Just change the one.
What is going on nationally? Is it starting to affect us here at work? There's like some hacking going on.
Which part?
Well, our phones don't work. You know, that happened with the Facebook deal. I mean,
there seem to be a lot of like internet problems, phone problems, telecommunications sort of problems going on. You're right. Like everywhere. I wonder if it's from all the sun activity recently or if it's something more nefarious. It probably is that.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, we need that upcountry fiber now.
Oh, we got the freaking eclipse next week.
Yeah.
Nobody has to go to school for it for some reason.
And people are like in the zone of totality, they keep putting out all these weird stock up on water, make sure you buy gas.
Yeah.
What? How bad is it going to be?
I don't know.
Last time, the places that got totality, people were coming in to watch, and all the gas stations run out of gas from all the people coming in for a few hours. So I guess that's why.
Is that what happened that day when we went to the movies?
That was Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They tell you to stock up on the gas.
Man. That's when Katrina happened, and we went in a movie, and by the time we came, it was 40-year-old virgin we went to see. By the time we came out of 40-year-old virgin, like an hour and 40 minutes later, gas had gone up to like what it costs now.
Oh, I thought you said
every
four.
Day.
I'm just going to buy a Faraday cage and live in it. That's what I'm going to do. Look that one up. I don't know how to spell it.
Sounds nice.
All right. We will. It controls or protects you from EMF.
I didn't even mention the comments on those Instagrams. A lot of people saying, what are you doing? Way too old. Why are you naked? Just stuff like that. Not really any supportive comments like, you go, girl. You feed that kid. You take your power back.
Well, some of them are creepy.
That stuff you're watching is not breastfeeding. That's something else.
She's on an account that's not even, like, it's a compilation account, and she's allowing that.
Yep.
And it's her kid.
But it's mixed with
some. She's worse than the In Utero album cover, Mama Baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, that never mind.
That's the one?
Yeah.
You know what? Well, I thought you like holding my magnet when I get stressed. I throw it at you.
In Utero works more with the conversation.
That's what I was thinking. It would have made more sense.
I got you on that.
Shouldn't let him swim like that anyway.
Mm-mm.
All right. We're going to keep it going. Morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, but none of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys.
She hasn't responded. I didn't figure as such.
She's sleeping.
Wake her up. I want to know.
A text ain't going to do it. I ain't going to call her. She'd get real mad. You woke me up to talk about that. That ain't the way she
talks. Does she still like Tom Selleck?
Oh, yeah.
She watches Blue Bloods, right?
Yeah, but she prefers. I wish she'd grow his mustache back.
Tell her you got a puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
With his mustache. Blue Bloods puzzle.
Yep.
Not Donnie, just Tom.
Just, yeah.
I think she'd wake up for that.
I was at a show last summer. It's actually the Comic-Con over at the thing. I don't know what it's called now, the Convention Center. And they had a big, like, 1980s Tom Selleck door poster, like the real vintage one, and it was him with no shirt on, that big hairy chest. She always talked about, I like his hairy chest.
I like his hairy chest, man. Which,
as a woman, is that, again, that was generational, I suppose.
Big, yeah, those hairy women. Chest?
Big, she's like, I want to run.
I do. I love it.
You want to run your fingers through it?
I used to love to pet my husband. He was had a really hairy, remember, he did the competition on the boat, the hairy chest on the ship.
I slept through that one.
And
air quotes.
There were other women that were trying to touch him, and I thought that was very odd.
Oh, look, you invite her back to the room?
No.
Look at the young women now.
But have a menage a threesome.
And the men that they perceive as older men don't look like that, so they ain't going to be any more hairy chest loving women coming through.
They're still around.
They're going to be gone.
There well, nevertheless, be. It was $149.
They're going to die.
No. Women like hairy chests and fluffy
not that
men.
Much.
Fat Boy fails to see how things come back around, too. Things come back around. It'll come back around. Like, masculinity will come back around. Don't worry.
Long after we go.
We got to quit putting these hormones in the food.
Yeah.
I saw that yesterday. I ain't going to say the one, but a company that, like, branded themselves is, no, we will not use antibiotics on our chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Now, like, God bless it, guys.
Yeah.
This is a variant flu has really put us behind the old. Are you behind the cue or the cue ball?
Well, they realize that this
behind
is
eight ball.
Most shoppers are looking for the cheapest price tag on the meat, not the best quality meat.
Right. They said they were going to use a relaxed industry standard.
Well,
in God.
This economy. That's
what you want to hear.
That apparently is going so well unless you're actually living in it.
Right.
Yeah, people got to look beyond job creation. And people like Alex Wagner and everybody else that tells you the economy is booming.
There are people I talk to, like, wages were going up. Not anymore, though. People I talked to looking for jobs or ride share around and stuff. This is, man, nobody's offering what they were.
You know what ought to be going up is foots up asses.
Oh, my God. Boots to asses.
I didn't want to say that for legal reasons.
Sure.
I didn't want to get
sued. TKO is very litigious. It's true. You can't say the word jabroni anymore.
Oh, I didn't get to do it in sports. But like on that real quick, I saw that, the rumor was Ari Emanuel was saying that he would prefer that it stay a PG product. The WWE,
gosh,
instead of where it's going now.
Do a 360, as Fat Boy says, because 180, because, man, that's pretty graphic.
They're sticking PG with everything except the one storyline.
Yeah.
Well, and some of the, well, I don't know, some of the, like, don't look up my kilt, you perv, that's funny, but it's PG still, I guess, nowadays.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been in the 90s. That would have been TV-14 back then. But now it's just PG.
Don't look up my kilt.
You perv, yeah.
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 I'm so saying stupid the word back perv. Then.
Well, I guess, you know, don't look up my kilt, you perv, the whole thing.
We would
thing.
Always say prevert just to be fun.
Yeah, that was popular back in the day.
I could figure out back in the day how Stone Cold was really going to shoot Vince McMahon. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to watch a guy get shot on live TV.
Well, he broke in Pillman's house.
I know.
With a gun.
Yeah.
Oh. We're saying this in educational purposes, Mr. Rhythm. Mm-hmm. Al, go Rhythm. See, something as simple as that is very nauseating.
It is.
You know, the list of words you can't say, obviously, but, like, even.
Well, now it's not even just the list of dirty words. It's anything that might get you demonetized, which is a lot of stuff, lot of stuff.
But, I mean, if the computer or whatever is, and I think it's an alien force, if it can recognize the G word, then they're going to know bang, bang.
Yeah.
And it's going to pick up on it all.
And pew, pew, and all of them, yeah. Pew, pew.
We got to come up with our own word for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't say anything anymore.
Let's bring Gat back.
They know that one. You know they know that one.
Put a hot ball in you.
Even people behind paywalls are so tired of dealing with that, they'll take their chances with algorithms and filters and getting caught.
Yeah.
Just so they can get some ad money.
But the smart ones all bleep the first 2-3 minutes and then don't anymore.
That's crazy how that works, too.
Weird, man. You know, they'll correct that, too. Like, oh, you just bleeping the first. We're going to make sure you got to bleep everything. Why?
Even
why
with music,
care?
Right?
It's the internet where you can just say that.
Won't they even check for music maybe the first minute or, you know, minute and a half or whatever? Because you can have, you know, playing it later in your episode. And they're like, that's okay.
Do any of the woke people, again, that's splitting right down the middle, obviously, mm-hmm. like politics in the state of North Carolina. But nevertheless, you can't, and you can, people have done it for years, but it's the folks who say we're trying to progress things. And I don't read into it. I'm for equal rights. But, you know, the overuse of, we all can recognize that. When you then censor people's language that aren't using it in a racist, bigot, whatever way, you're just saying a word. Then how do they still represent that?
They're starting to corner themselves, the whole woke mob, whoever they are.
Well, it's literally splitting down the seams.
What's that thing we're saying? It has to cannibalize each other because they got to try to out-cancel each other. They start canceling each other, and it cannibalizes itself. There's no other way it can go.
Yeah.
It's going to eat itself.
Because what?
And everybody else is going to rebel against it at some point.
Or get a couple ribs removed. More.
It's overbearing, and people are going to rebel against it being overbearing.
It's like he's saying. You know, it was a collective. Now it kind of split off and like, well, you're not woke enough.
Yeah.
We're the super woke.
Yeah.
And they're going at it, you know.
But it gets the internet makes it clicky.
Plus, go woke, go broke is a lot bigger than people give it credit for.
Oh, it is.
I mean, that spreads like fire.
It does.
Quick with numerous things.
I saw another thing this morning on X about a bunch of women at a particular gym in California complaining about a dude hanging out in the women's locker room with his junk out.
See, like, that's where.
Like,
nasty.
A woman said she got out of the pool and went to change, and she's taking her swimsuit off and turns around. There's a naked dude standing behind her. and she goes and complains and says, and they basically say, tough blank, tough S, deal with it. Like, all of you women who are bothered by this, doesn't matter. We can't make him uncomfortable.
I don't get it.
Literally catering to every person now. And you can't do it. That's
Boyd
what
McClendon
we're doing.
Well, no, says, not, no, don't do it.
They're not catering to every person. They're telling 10 people, blank you, and they're telling one person, we love you.
I mean,
but everybody else can suck it because it don't matter if you're uncomfortable. It matters if he's uncomfortable.
Like, you know, like the fact of they're trying to please everybody.
Yeah.
But they're not.
By not, like, you know, addressing it with that guy.
But they lose 9 out of 10 because 9 of them are complaining about it. One of them's doing it, and the only one they keep is the naked dude in the ladies' locker room.
And they've had mass cancellations that place.
And it's not even like that. Like
I tried. They wouldn't. I couldn't figure out how to cancel it.
It's not even. It doesn't seem to be like a translate. It's just like a naked dude hanging out. And the women are saying he was excited about it, too. He was aroused.
Well, I apologize. I don't know.
I was about to say. I didn't know you weren't out there, fat boy, or at all. He's gonna go to that one named after Crunch, but he thought it was Cinnamon Toast.
Yeah,
I don't know. I thought it was a new buffet.
I've been holding that one for a week.
That's good.
Paige goes to French Toast.
Yeah, yeah, she does.
All right.
I love French Toast.
What is that? What started that? Oh, it was the breastfeeding thing.
Yeah, it was.
I was like, how did that go to woke talk and?
Did we give him language? Any? Well, yeah, I guess we said he has to talk to her, right? But I would say talk to her, just you two. You try to get anybody on her side, you're gonna get ganged up on and made to look stupid.
You
got
to
be careful.
You just got to say, hey, look, if you care. No, don't say that because that sounds dickish. Hey, I just want you to know how I feel about this. It makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, like, maybe not do it when I'm around. But then again, I wouldn't want her to be by herself out doing it. That's such a weird thing.
So, hey, is the buffet open?
You want to get with somebody who's like-minded with you as far as a lot of stuff goes, you know? If you like to stay on the down low, you need somebody else who stays on the down low and ain't got to go. God, that's just, it's weird. I have to watch my words because I don't want to like come off as, it's not a feminist thing. And nobody's texting that. I just want to preface it by saying it's just, you could maybe not make a spectacle of it and certainly not put it on social media. You're looking for attention.
Even if you have to compromise, he could be like, you can't do it in front of your family when I'm around. That's weird because, like, she's half topless when, like, her dad and her brother's around. Like,
that one lady you showed, like, and that's on Instagram. She's completely nude, but holding the child.
And the kid's in a diaper.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there weren't any restrictions with it, he'd probably be naked, too.
I mean,
she posts that.
Most people want to cover up anyway, so I don't think that's that hard of a question to ask somebody.
It causes the infighting against women who are like, hey, look, I'm for, you know, my body, my choice and that stuff. But
yeah.
Then you got to also, dare I say, be a lady with it. And I know that's going to cause me some friction, but I don't think that's a lady thing to do. All right? How about that? I don't think it's a lady thing to do that in public and put it on Instagram. That's just Matthew Harris's opinion on it, not that of the parent company here.
I think you should be able to do it. I'm not putting you down for
it. I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to do it. I don't think it's ladylike. And that sounds old-fashioned. I don't care. I don't think it's ladylike to put it on social media.
I wonder if she's like if she's really making a spectacle of it or if he's just making it into more than it is in reality.
It could be that, too. I wish
I don't know what this text means. What them honks look like. I have
that's
no
from Fatboy's number.
There's no shame in it.
So first-time listener talking about us.
It's just you don't want to be offensive to other people.
Yeah. Text social to 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Standard data meta text is shoot.
Uh-huh. Standard message and data rate supply.
Yep.
Don't text and drive.
That's it. And guys, y'all don't need the phones. This has been real interesting. It's been all over the road, though. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Thank you for listening. I hope that wasn't for Fatboy, too. Paige, what is up in that plex?
We're going to talk about one of the most brilliant science fiction films ever. We're going to tell you which one Steven Spielberg has seen, and he thinks it's the most brilliant science fiction film. We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headline.
It's about time somebody gave Event Horizon the credit it deserves.
Oh, that's not what I was going to guess.
That's a good one.
What are you going to guess, RoboCop?
I'll give you a hint.
Penguin?
Mars Attacks.
Oh, I thought you went Batman Forever as well.
That sounded like Penguin.
It was weird. The Martians are more of an
Penguin loud.
You know what? Maybe hold off on that. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.